The Mirror Cracked from Side to Side by Agatha Christie, read by Joan Hickson.
Miss Jane Marple was sitting by her window. The window looked over her garden, once a source of pride to her. That was no longer so. Nowadays she looked out of the window and winced. Active gardening had been forbidden her for some time now. No stooping, no digging, no planting, and at most a little light pruning. Old Laycock, who came three times a week, did his best, no doubt, but his best, such as it was, which was not much, was only best according to his lights, and not according to those of his employer. Miss Marple knew exactly what she wanted done, and when she wanted it done, and instructed him duly. Old Laycock then displayed the particular genius which was that of an enthusiastic agreement and subsequent lack of performance. "That's right, missus. We'll have them mecathopes there, and the canterbury's along the wall, and as you say, it ought to be got on with first thing next week." Laycock's excuses were always reasonable, and strongly resembled those of Captain George's in Three Men in a Boat for avoiding going to sea. In the captain's case, the wind was always wrong, either blowing offshore or inshore, or coming from the unreliable west, or the even more treacherous east. Laycock's was the weather. Too dry, too wet, waterlogged, a nip of frost in the air, or else something of great importance had to come first, usually to do with cabbages or Brussels sprouts, of which he liked to grow in inordinate quantities. Laycock's own principles of gardening were simple, and no employer, however knowledgeable, could wean him from them. They consisted of a great many cups of tea.